What's up with it? 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 What's up with it?
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Because we need more Chinese people.
We need cheaper clothes made in the U.S.
I'm not going to
come. What's the question?
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Because it would give an opportunity for little kids to have a job.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Well, no sweatshops in the United States because we have laws as far as minimum wage. And that's what makes America great.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Because we don't have enough Mexicans here.
Because we're getting our stuff elsewhere already.
Halloween advice or perils?
What?
Halloween advice or perils?
For what?
Halloween.
Or perils.
Yeah, you have any advice for Halloween or any particular perils to peril the story?
Halloween is the only day where girls can be sluts.
And boys too.
And
check your candy
about
so it's not poisoned.
You got any Halloween advice?
Halloween advice. I'd say avoid candy with razors, like apples.
Okay.
Razors in them. But Reese's are all game. Fair game.
Okay. You have any Halloween advice?
Yes, watch out for Halloween.
That's what she said.
Be careful, drink safe, and be respectful of yourself.
Yeah.
Several songs.
All right. So how do you get your news?
I go to, what's the website?
Will you,
Perez?
No.
Wait, celebrity gossip. Celebrity.
No, really, when we want to get our news, we go to our iPhones and we get on there and go to Perez
Collective. The Media Collective. .org.
Sure. I can't be on the outside.
You're the ugly one. Both the girls on the inside.
Are you from the Amazon?
What's this for?
Right there.
How do you get your news?
Mostly TV.
Care to elaborate anymore?
CNN headline news.
We're gonna go potty and then we're gonna meet you at where else.
Okay.
How do you get your news?
I get my news from the internet.
Exponent?
Homecoming, your views.
I think it's gonna be super fun and Mr. Belding's gonna be here and it's gonna be rock fucking
I heard
amazing.
Mr. Belding gained like 400 pounds. I heard he's huge.
I don't care.
I know you.
Wait, what's homecoming?
Homecoming, your views.
Hell yeah! Purdue over Northwestern, 9,000-1.
Last final.
They're gonna get a field goal.
Homecoming, your views.
Homecoming is the best time in the world for people to get involved and realize what their university is for. If you don't know what that degree is all about, you want to go to homecoming, and then you realize it's all worth it.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Because sweatshops are actually good for the people who would actually be doing nothing and doing drugs and stuff, so you want them to actually have some sort of job, and they'll move up from there.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Well, I don't think they should.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Why should they? So China doesn't take over the world. We need to start eating things out. We need to make our labor just as compatible as theirs is because they're destroying us when it comes to the economy.
Fair enough. I wouldn't go that far.
Hey, how do you get your news?
From Dig.
From him.
How do you get your news?
Fox News.
Internet. I want to see what you got, man.
Okay.
I'm hammered.
That's fine.
I
got it. All right. How do you get your news?
How do I get my news? I probably get my news from turning on whatever radio station I have in the morning.
Okay.
93.5, whatever.
Just whatever you got on.
Whatever I got on.
We asked the Halloween advice. You didn't answer, though. You got Halloween advice? You
drink a lot.
That was lame. What's your response?
That's lame. That's just so such a stereotypical college response. You know what? You know what? Find it. You know what? Halloween's on a Wednesday. So you
Halloween
know what?
Is an excuse for girls to dress slutty and to like it. Oh. And guys love Halloween.
That's the only reason guys dress up is for girls to look slutty. This is, all right, next question.
All right, you got any Halloween advice?
No. No, I don't. Just dress up. And be, if you're not, dress up and try to get some bitches.
If you're not somebody, you're not getting pussy and don't even come out.
All right.
Come out.
All right.
Pointless.
Halloween advice?
Halloween advice?
Save a lot of money on Geico.
Yeah.
Make sure the strippers are real girls. Make sure the strippers are real girls and not, you know, guys dressed up as girls for Halloween.
Yeah, because you get drunk sometimes and that shit kind of happens.
Because last time,
they stick with black.
All right, what else you got?
Halloween advice?
Wait, what?
You have any Halloween advice?
He's got some.
What?
Keep it in your pants.
Keep it in your pants?
That sounds good to me.
Homecoming, views.
Good time.
I didn't know what homecoming was.
Homecoming, your views?
What's homecoming?
Homecoming, my views are pretty good for homecoming.
I'm coming home.
Yeah, I'm fucking bringing a girl back to my apartment, and that's gonna be fucking called some fucking homecoming. Get it, motherfuckers? Let's go.
Homecoming, your views? I hate it.
I love it. I'm a Purdue Pride girl.
She hates
girl.
It. She hates it.
I am
it.
A Purdue Pride girl. I love homecoming.
You're ruining it.
It's a time where people can come together.
Real answers.
Shut the fuck up. It's a time where people can come together and join together for the alumni and the status that they love to enjoy, and they love to enjoy Purdue. So that's great.
Comment anymore? Yeah. Internet radio show?
I feel like it's taking my civil rights away. It's a simple freedom to smoke a cigarette, and I can't even fucking do that now. What are you going to take away from us next, huh? It's bullshit.
It is.
It's bullshit. And where's Waldo?
Where is he?
You don't ever see any new issues of books or anything.
No.
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Oh, well, Mr. Rogers is dead.
Yeah, but you can still be in his neighborhood.
In this road is like a bad game of fucking Frogger. It's life or death, though. It's not a restart button on this.
It's the land of make-believe.
True, true. Thanks. Have a good morning. Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Because they're not here already. You know? It's cheap money. You make a lot of shit for cheap money because, you know, Mexicans are making this shit. Why not do it? Why not make a sweatshop? You know what I'm saying?
The poverty need money too.
Hey, you know, Mexicans come to this state because they're going to make money that Americans don't want to make. Come here. Make your money.
You're the college students be in the sweatshops.
Yeah. You're illegal. Who fucking cares? You're going to make more money than you're going to make in Mexico.
You know, why should sweatshops come to the U.S.?
Because it's cheap and easy.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Sweatshops should not be in the United States. They should be in India.
How do you get your news?
I don't know news.
You don't look up any news?
I don't really care.
About anything?
I mean, the Exponent, but it sucks.
But that's the news?
No, it sucks.
Well, you can at least wipe your ass with it.
I mean, I wouldn't wipe my ass with it, but if I didn't have toilet paper, that's what I would use.
Okay.
How do you get your news?
Keith Olbermann.
Me? Personally, how I get my news? Every morning. Yahoo.com. All right. That's how I get my news. Honestly.
Yahoo.com?
Honest to God. Yahoo, they got 4 articles a day. That's how I get it right there.
All
right.
You said Keith Olbermann.
K.O. K.O.
Nick, what do you get? You don't even watch
news? What's news?
News. Who cares?
Okay. How do you get your news?
By Channel 8. News.
By Camel.
It comes first.
Camel.
So.
You're supposed to talk.
Hey, we're getting a freaking interview.
You got
here.
Any Halloween advice?
Don't fuck with Chuck.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Thank you, Mother.
Don't take it in the ass.
Okay.
Wow.
You have any Halloween advice or perils?
Don't eat razor blades in candy.
Make sure you wear a costume that you'll be somewhat warm in.
Halloween advice or perilous stories?
Halloween advice. You better be drunk.
Halloween advice or you have any perilous stories?
Advice? I would say buy the cheapest costume possible because no one else is going to remember what you wore the following year. And other than that, stories? No, I don't really have any.
Homecoming, your views?
I don't care.
It's a good excuse to drink.
Homecoming, your views?
Waste of time. But it's fun to see all the other people come, but, I mean, they come anyways for any other reason.
Yeah, any game, really.
Any game, really, yeah.
Homecoming, your views?
Alright, who? No one cares about the king or queen.
I'm the king, basically. I don't care what they say.
Homecoming, reason for alumni to come home. Reason for alumni to come home and buy drinks for everyone else.
Alright, done.
You on it?
Hey, my website's www.fuckyourself.com. I'm on Facebook. Look me up.
Alright, hey. Yeah, have a good one.
Oh, fuck MySpace.
How's it going? You want to ask questions, internet radio show? Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Because America is a capitalistic government.
And we should have sweatshops?
Yeah.
Sweatshops are wrong. Bush administration is fucking terrible. It's all about special interests. It's all about Bush's cronies.
I'm very upset right now.
Sarcastic, obviously.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Why should... Oh, because we all need sweatshops, for real. Because...
Who would have made this suit?
We need... Because I'm fucking Mexican. I need a job. That's why. I'm fucking Mexican. I need a job. Dude, I need some job. I'm fucking failing college. I'm failing.
And they need Geico insurance, too, by the way.
All right. Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Because... The United States has a big obesity rate, and sweatshops would make them lose weight.
I want cheaper shoes.
All right, how do you get your news?
From YouTube.
Internet radio, that's how you fucking
I get my news from YouTube.
How do you get your news?
Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert.
How do you get your news?
How do I get my news? Well, I just pretty much just rape girls that I see, and they just give me news and shit like that, because I'm a Duke lacrosse player.
Okay, Halloween advice.
Drink.
That was the most ridiculous response I've ever heard in my life. Most, you know, ridiculous response I could ever hear to a college response.
How do you get your news?
How do I get my news?
That was the first question.
When sitting on the toilet every day, I tend to read the Exponent.
The Exponent sucks, though. We both suggested we wipe our ass with this Exponent if we didn't have toilet.
Oh, you don't like the Exponent?
No, I pick on it all.
You know what?
Are you really doing it?
Yeah.
The Exponent. The Exponent tends to...
All right, let's keep going.
The Exponent tends to have... biased opinions, I will agree.
I actually prefer WBBM. I don't know about you guys.
It's vaguely familiar, the address.
You never heard of WBBM?
What?
No, WBBM.
Where are you from?
Around here. Around here. Like Lafayette?
Oh, yeah. I've lived down here for about 6 years now.
Chicago area knows WBBM.
Okay. Right. It's not, yeah.
Next question.
Do you have any Halloween advice?
Don't dress up as an invalid Superman. People take offense.
Okay. Do you have any Halloween advice?
Don't wear clothes.
Oh, my God!
You know...
What?
You lost your marshal... You're not a cop anymore!
No, she lost her badge.
What a whore.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen you in
I know. Ever. I thought you looked familiar.
What?
What's the Halloween advice?
What a cop. You see her a lot.
Right?
You
graduate. My Halloween advice is robot vagina.
Robot... That is great advice.
It is.
Put that down.
Well, it'll be on there.
Awesome.
Hold on, I'll talk to you in a second about that.
Yeah, you're not important right now.
No. Well, we gotta finish the interview.
I'm getting an interview.
Okay. Get my badge back on.
Homecoming. You got any views?
Just fucking get crazy.
A way to make money is basically all it is.
Homecoming?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You know what I'm saying? Parents, I saw a fucking mom puking her guts out and brothers.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares, you know? Just come out and have a good time.
It's
make
hilarious.
Money. Revenue.
It's all
about revenue, you know what I'm saying?
Revenue.
And we're going to bring this back just because the last question, but you know what? Jizz in a cup. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Have a good morning. Thanks. Homecoming, your views?
I love homecoming because lots of people are here. And lots of costumes, and it's great time.
You have any homecoming views?
Homecoming views. Breakfast club's a must. I learned this at the age of 38. It's kind of sad, but it's true.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
To create jobs.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
Because it's cheap labor. Mexico's got to do something once we legalize illegal immigrants.
Why should sweatshops come to the United States?
They shouldn't.
Why should they?
They shouldn't.
Oh, they shouldn't.
Okay. Should not. No.
Should not. So how do you get your news?
The internet and NPR.
How do you get your news?
Through my balls.
How do you get your news?
Online. MSN.com.
Okay. You have any advice for people for Halloween?
Don't get arrested.
Any Halloween advice?
You know, make your own costume and it's awesome.
Homecoming. You got any views?
drink.
What are your views on homecoming?
Overrated.
Homecoming, your views?
Homecoming, I hope we win, and I hope we make the worldwide fantastic.
All right. Are you crossing here? We'll make sure you get across safe.
I got it.
You got any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Let's go Boilers. Let's go World. Go USA.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll be on here. Media Collective.
Whoa. I got it.
Here you go. Media Collective. Hey, check it out. Hey, thanks. Have a good morning.
Final thoughts? Vagina. Final thoughts?
I love the hat. Where'd you get it?
I got
Nintendo.
It.
Really?
Yeah, I guess a few years ago. Thanks. Final thoughts?
No.
No.
All right, it'll be on there, the Media Collective.
Okay. Final thoughts?
Beer. Drink beer. Lots of it.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts? I think the Purdue sidewalk needs to be cleaned up a little bit. I think there's a lot of littering. So if you clean that stuff up, I think we'll have a better university. You'll see rankings number one all across the board.
Final thoughts?
Moon colonization basically is for everyone. Think how little you'll weigh there.
Final thoughts?
Go Boilers.
All right. It'll be on there, the Media Collective. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts is that Purdue's a great university. Breakfast Club's a great event, and as long as you can be in college, just enjoy it as long as you can. Don't graduate too soon, but don't graduate too late. Reach your full potential.
Okay. In 1957, the government began developing nanomachines, injecting them in infants, at that time. Right now, the reason that people are ruining the world is because the government has created them to do so. We need to, you gotta find your own nanomachines, you gotta cut them out of yourself, and you gotta do it fast or else you are gonna contribute to the downfall of the planet, and no one cares because it's all money to all of them, okay? It's all money. There's a lot of movies involved with it, but don't listen to movies because that's not real. Ethan Moses, I'll help you. Find me.
Awesome, thank you. Media Collective. Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, have a good morning.
You too.
Will do.
Any final thoughts? This last one.
That was the last one.
I love this guy.
Thanks.
What do you work for?
No, it's a free media site.
She's in a car. No, we're not starting it again.
The Media Collective.
She's in a car.
We're going. All right.
How does it feel working this late at night?
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
I'm going to ask you questions.
How are you?
Working this late at night.
This late at night?
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah?
It's rough, but I love it.
It's not even night anymore.
I know.
It's like 7, 8,
but it feels like it's night still.
It feels like I was just here.
Answer me this question. Have you been working since the night?
No.
No, you take a break?
Yeah, I go to bed and sleep.
How does it feel to work
for the news?
Wait, it feels great.
We're gonna answer
I love reporting
questions,
it.
And we're not going to say jizz in the cup.
Okay.
We're going to answer the questions.
Although that would be the third show in a row.
Yeah, that jizz in a cup was on it.
Yeah.
There was. You guys were there. That one. Remember the John Stamos guy?
Yeah.
He sees me every night too. He threw down a John Stamos last night. Yeah. He walked by. And he's like John Stamos.
This guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the question.
Answer something different for you, all right?
Final thoughts.
It's pretty damn awesome.
You're a jerk.
Final thoughts.
Go Colts.
Final thoughts.
I love Legos. You know, Legos are great. I'm a Lego man, and that's great.
Excellent. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Media matters, man.
That's good. You want to ask questions, Internet Radio Show? No? Okay. You want to ask questions, Internet Radio Show? No?
What is that called, the show? What's your show called?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? I see. You've been listening to What's Up With That, the show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
You're going to make him famous by...